This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Well, good evening. Welcome to Guardian 96.9 FM with Let's Talk Together. I am your host, Lady T. It's a pleasure to have you guys with us. Et bienvenue tout auditeur, auditrice qui fréquence sur Guardian 96.9 FM. C'est un plaisir lié pour moi après-midi. En nous parlant, émission, en nous parler ensemble avec animatrice Paula, qui c'est Lady T. Et je dis à c'est Ngain Smith. Comme qu'est-ce moi je dis hein qui n'a parlé de petits bagages so c'est comme ça n'a fait je dis hein moi c'était tout que tout monde a passé un bon weekend tout bagage bien pour nous ça m'a bien stand guest moi et après guest moi entré qui c'est Smith Joseph n'a font petit parler c'est lui m'a tenir là pour les émissions parce que c'est lui même qui guest moi. OK mon yo moi souhaiter que tout bagage en forme moi salue tout monde à la ronde pas qui fréquence qu'on y a. En un petit moment, après ça, on a fait un réclame. Pas oublier, the show is sponsored by Sands Bear. Pas oublier que vous avez dans Sands, vous prenez une bouteille qu'on y a, vous avez une bouteille Sands ou bré, et vous allez dans Jimmy's. Bayo bouteille lo fin bre bien yo bayo bouteille yo prend bien konya they redeem bottles so when you done drinking a nice pink rattler or your sands go down at Jimmy's and they will redeem bottles. The cases is I think $2.50 they charge for the case. Okay, my guest is indeed alive. Eh, allo, bonsoir.
Bonsoir Lady T et bonsoir super braché grand émission ça qui sort de connait. Eh bien, c'est un plaisir pour nous là avec vous après-midi qui c'est 2 octobre 2022.
Ah, thank you, Smith. Welcome, Smith Joseph. Thank you so much. Welcome to Let's Talk Together. Bienvenue à Guardian 96.9 FM. It's a pleasure to have you. Today, we definitely talking about the funeral that took place yesterday. I don't think much persons knew about it. I did advertise it on my show. And I think Kelly did on his show also. But the turnout wasn't as, you know, as we wanted it to be. And so I don't know what was the cause that the people didn't come out. Because yesterday what we did, the Haitian embassy had take responsibility of the 9 persons. Well, everybody knew that on July 14th, which was... Was it July 14? I'm trying to remember exactly, but it would have been in July when the boat.
Yeah, it been in July 14 right. Or 24. Yeah, what on those?
Yeah, days? Yeah, when the boat got capsized, with the Haitians, and it was 17 persons that died on that day, looking for a better life, and 8 of those persons, their family came to redeem their bodies, but the remainder 9 of them, nobody came to. Get the body. So therefore, the Haitian embassy took responsibility for those bodies. And listen, they had a great funeral for them. They put them down in style. It was really devastating. It was sad. I said I could make another funeral like that. One of the women, she was pregnant, and so that wasn't a sight to see. 9 coffins. Going down at the same time was indeed a shock day for the Haitian community. Yet, I didn't, I, like I said, pas de gens, pas de gens qui étaient là. On pas connait si c'était publicité qui pas de bon ou quoi grand pile monde qui pas connait des enterrements, c'est ça qui fait un pile monde pas de venir. Mais Smith, I must say that the Haitian embassy, listen, I congratulate Harold who just took over as chargé d'affaires. He did a great awesome job. So c'est pour nous dire ça. Vous comprenez, c'est pour nous bailler tout le monde.
Oui.
Ça qui pour yo, c'est pour nous bailler, pas vrai Smith?
Oui, c'est ça. Et Jean Cody là, les dit nous pas connaissons si qu'on finit ou bien pour qu'on finit parce que nous-mêmes les nous pral prend la parole là et nous ca comprendre grand pile monde qui pas parle content qui parle mécontent ensemble avec moi, peut-être moi ça me pral dire à li pas engager Guardian Radio. Li pap engager show à tout et moi même cap prend toute disposition pour me parler de l'île de Titi après-midi.
Yes, like I said, Harold Joseph, Mr. Charge of Affair now at the Haitian embassy. He just reached, I think, last week or it would have been week before last. Mr. Harold Joseph, et bienvenue. Et vous avez fait bon travail, moi même chapeau bas pour ambassade haïtien ayer qui te font bon je travail parce que les moun nan fait bagay ki pa bon nous parler de ça. So si moun nan fait bon bagay tout c'est pour nous dire ça. OK, c'est pour nous habituer pour nous bay moun grade pa yo. Vous comprenez? Pour nous mettre
Lady dit c'est pas couper nous couper ou connaît haïtien bon bagay la kayli. Là yon moun fait bien dans communauté a ou bien l'homme n'a fait bien li pa remè I mean applaudi nous pa vle di wap bay moun nan chambre de soi mais au moins bay moun nan sal mérité encourager l pou y faire plus. That's what we looking for. Encourage the person what they doing is good for the community.
Definitely.
I mean ambassador Howell do a great job.
Yes, he did.
They do a very good job yesterday, and I applaud them for what they did so far.
Well, that's right. He's only been here, what, 2 weeks now?
Yeah.
And that for you to come take a position in 2 weeks, and when you come to take the place, you have 9 bodies, which is your first task,
wow,
waiting on you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So he had 9 bodies waiting on him. He had a funeral waiting on him, which was his first task. So you could imagine, eh? He hasn't even been settled on as yet. But yet 9 coffins was waiting on him. And so when he come, that was his job. He took his duty and he did what was necessary and he did what he had to do. Mon n'a pas même rivé bien même bon là rivé c'est 9 moun mouri qui était capitaine qui attendait. Allô?
Allô? Oui, les dit nous là.
Oui, m'dou chargé d'affaires pour quand même vini bien même. L'arrivé je 9 moun mouri kap tani, 9 fi. 9 all of them were women. So
I know fonti la rete sous ça pour nous café moun yo comprendre bien bando. Et awol bon, honorable awol Joseph comme ambassadeur chargé d'affaires tout. Il était là dans la communauté en 2002. Il était quitté en 2010, après il vient retourner. C'est un monde qui connaît la communauté très bien.
Definitely, yeah. He was here in 2002. And he served from 2002 to 2010. Okay. Mm-hmm. What you said?
Et m capable de c'est l'une des raisons qui fait l'état haïtien du gouvernement Ariel l'a choisi pour voyer le retourner back parce que vous connaissez. Parce que l'ité souterrain déjà, l'ité connaît comment la situation haïtienne et yo voyel. Et premier bagage pour le vin faire pour ces 9 mouns,
c'est ça.
Le vin renterre, le premier vinil.
That's right. That's correct.
Yeah. Et puis encore, we like to say thanks for Guardian Radio. Guardian Radio do a very good job yesterday. We applaud Guardian Radio for that. We thank the manager. We thank the staff. We pray God for them. They do a very good job yesterday.
The Guardian newspaper?
Yeah.
Yes, they did.
Newspaper. You remember the guy who taking pictures?
Yeah,
I
same
got
family.
From the Guardian with you.
Yeah, he came from Guardian newspaper. Yeah, it's the same thing. Yes, that's right. They came and they showed up. They did an awesome job.
Actually, they're doing a good job, and I thank Garden Radio for that, too. Bon, Lady T, on connaît Sergio Allier. Et premièrement, nous disons ambassade à merci avec toute staff qui est présent. Et l'autre bagaille que nous besoin de chita sous l'île, Lady T, par contre, sous pareil pour moi, si vous pas pareil, dis-moi pas pareil, sous pareil.
On a allé me parler pour vous, nous avons parlé. Bon.
Pas de problème.
C'est vous-même qui gère cette mission.
Pas de problème. C'est ça, les petits, merci. Merci encore pour le bon travail que vous faites dans la communauté. Et nous pas oublié, longtemps nous avons travaillé ensemble, nous sommes co-animatrices, nous, et nous travaillons dans la même radio déjà, dans Global FM 99.5 FM. Nous sommes dans la communauté. Vraiment, nous ne savons pas qui nous sommes capables, parce que d'ailleurs, toute bagaille de communauté est toujours là pour présenter nous. But nous pas censé l'homme mourir pour nous tout ça. Lady T, we love you. For myself, I love you. You do a good job in our community.
Oh my God, thank you so much, Smith.
Yeah,
wow,
yeah.
I really appreciate it.
Yes,
it's
you
my
are,
job.
Anyhow, you, and it, you know what? I have a special thing for you. So you know what, Megan? Anyhow, I contact my boy. I ain't gonna say the name on the air. But when I see him, I can tell him, you know what? We got to do something for Lady T. All right.
Wow.
OK. Eh bien, pour moun kap koute showa là, après-midi, nous live depuis Palm Beach Street et dans l'église New Mission, côté que nous gagnons pasteur Cherylis Exanté, côté a fêté 35 années anniversaire, côté que l'église a été commencé. Incapable de service là, gagne pile autorité là et Lady T.
Mm-hmm.
Nous gagnons et présentant et SNM qui là,
mm-hmm.
nous gagnons représentant PLP là, et nous gagnons en pile gauche qui en est dans l'église New Mission dans Palm Beach Street là, et vraiment pas gain côté pour mettre moun.
Ça son plaisir, moi me souhaiter, ouais, m'ta remen là même pas là comme à qui le service là t'a commencé.
Service là il commencé à 4h. Et vraiment et en pile monde et actuellement c'est connait là mon a venu et on ca comprendre et puis en pile la pluie tout cap tomber dehors
ça son bénédiction un jour anniversaire yo bon Dieu béni yo et dès que pasteur la New Mission Church ou dit
pasteur Shelley s'exalté
sûrement on papa excusez mon papa lié pour tout monde dans communauté
So et puis, pas de lui-même, c'est un ancien président Ligue de Pasteur.
Mm-hmm.
Et bon, non, ça arrive pour ça. Et c'est lui qui a commencé le mouvement ça, la communauté haïtienne, pas de lui déjà. Mais on a dit, on a quitté la partie de l'église là pour nous parler de Antoine Tesset hier, 1er octobre 2022, dans la Kuna Sobamaz, dans Glastonbury. Loretta Hall, qui était là, qui était en location, qui était capable de 2000 personnes.
Yes.
Et il y a nous gardé, nous avons fait 45 personnes qui sont là-dedans. Si Lady T pat là, moi, même si Joseph pat là, et M. Ilric Cherenfant pat là, M. Kelly Noté pat là, René Jean-Louis pat là, et bien, il y a nous capables de tout. Et en termes ça, vraiment, ça fait de façon bon. Nous capables de tout. Vraiment, nous avons demandé côté communauté.
Yes.
Le petit pas nous on bagaille. Nous gagne 70 l'église haïtienne la communauté à qui me connaît.
Oui.
On peut comprendre nous gagne 70 l'église haïtienne, nous gagne un lutte pasteur qui est la dame qui gagne 60 factions comme pasteur la dame.
Mm-hmm.
Message là moi quoi ambassadeur passer message là à eux-mêmes. Ni à lutte pasteur président pasteur là qui c'est bon, moi prends charge pour dire ça. Qui c'est docteur Jean-Charles qui oui qui c'est docteur Jean-Paul Charles qui c'est Ligue Pasteur il te voyait en sens qu'elle pas cas là il était malade mais on pas une explication nous même aujourd'hui à nous marcher dans l'église yo, nous être toute porte l'église tout en dedans l'église plein ça que c'est le plein parce que aujourd'hui à c'est un jour c'est un jour on lit que tout le monde, tout haïtien, honnête, il a dit tout de blanc pour y aller à cette scène qui veut dire au blanc, je dis. Mais en dedans, tout le monde, c'est chabot de lire.
Mm-hmm.
Mais bon, chabot, pour me dire ça, c'est comme ça que c'est hier après-midi, vous me sortez marqué comme si haïtien ça n'a pas de monde. Et la majorité de haïtien ça n'a qui mourra, c'était si, c'est neuf consignes qui ont été. Et tout le monde, ça n'a pas moun sa bagay fami. Yo te gon kay yo te rete.
That's true.
Yo te gon moun ki te resevwa da yo te vini.
That's correct.
Ou koman sa de dola, pou wè elèditi, nou gen 70 l'église ke m konè. Si 70 l'église sa yo te voye de moun, pou koman moun nou tap kere, nou tap kan pil moun.
So, what are you saying? Loyola Hall, maybe a lot of Haitians don't know about that, the hall. Do you think if they had it to a Haitian church, would it make a difference? Also, transportation, because it's far, it's on Gladstone Road. So, it would have been another thing where...
Every church has the bus. Okay?
That's what I'm saying.
Every church has the bus. What happened when they have an international plaza?
They put the bus out. I just feel like they didn't collaborate enough with the Haitian embassy. Hey, Smith.
Yeah.
Okay, give us 2 seconds. We're going to take a break.
We're going to take a break. We will be right back.
We will be right back after this break. Thank you so much. You're listening to Let's Talk Together on Guardian 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk all day.
Hanging with your friends, it's homecoming time again. Mashing crab and dough and slamming domino and sipping a sans.
Sans, yeah!
Refreshing and flavorful with the man and the boat on the label. Brewed right over here, a truly Bahamian beer.
Sans, yeah!
Available at Jimmy's Liquor Stores or your favorite restaurants and liquor stores throughout the Bahamas.
Do you know you can get your business cards designed and printed for as low as 18 cents a card? If it's a poster you want, you can pay as little as $6 a square foot. If your print needs are short or long run, digital printing, wide format, or print consultation, call the best. Call Print Masters. Print Masters' goal is to provide its clients with the highest level of personal, professional service at an affordable price. Our state-of-the-art technology also makes working together efficient and easy. Laminations, business cards, flyers, posters, window and floor decals are just a few of the digitized print services offered at Print Masters.
Let Print Masters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Well, welcome back to Guardian 96.9 FM with a fresh new smart talk all day. Indeed, you are listening to Let's Talk Together with your host, Lady T. Et bienvenue, auditeur, auditrice, à Guardian 96.9 FM. À Gaspam, qui c'est Smith Joseph, tout le monde connaît, bon magay dans la communauté haïtienne. Avec Smith, tu travailles ensemble dans Global 99.5 FM. Côté m'de gen en mission là, everybody know, that's where I was. And me and Smith been together, been working from God knows when. So I'm just grateful. Smith?
Non,
okay. Oui, c'est un plaisir pour m'gayon na Let's Talk Together, na nous parler ensemble. Côté na parler de the funeral that took place yesterday with the 9 bodies that nobody came to...
None of
the families came for those bodies. So therefore, the Haitian embassy took charge. And they were the ones that buried those 9 women. One of them were pregnant.
Yeah, one of them was pregnant, yeah.
Yeah, how did she listen? And she, you know, it would have been something that nobody wanted to see.
No. Definitely. Indeed,
it was traumatized.
Yeah.
It was traumatized for me. Just to see 9 coffins just laying there just like that. You know, you normally go to a funeral where you have one person, you know.
Yeah.
But just to see 9 women.
9 women, yeah. Especially, it could be your sister, your mother, anyone.
Yeah.
It could be your daughters too. Because
that's
some
right.
of them are very young age.
9 women. All mm-hmm. women.
Yeah.
Just there. But nobody come forward to them. No families. And that's the part what was the most painful part for me.
Yeah,
where, you know, when you, you know, when you die, you know that your family member is coming to bury you and say goodbye to you. But then you already die in that such tragic condition.
Yeah.
And to know that none of your family members even came to say goodbye.
Yeah, for the last day.
Yeah, for the last time. You dead, for Christ's sake.
Last day, that's what you're going to do for me.
Dead, for Christ's sake. They didn't even come to see you all.
No.
So I'm trying to figure, were they scared? Were they scared that the fact that, you know, because they were smuggling them to the States or wherever they was going, which was, had to have been the States. And they were smuggling to go to the States. So I'm trying to figure if the family members probably was scared to come forward. Or they probably thought they would have had to spend some money, or I don't know, but it's not adding up.
Yeah, lady, I don't think they're going to be scared because, remember, the family then collect seven of them.
Eight of them.
Yeah, eight of them. So, if they're scared, they didn't come in forward to collect them. So, if they do that, so I don't see why all we need when it's give your present. That's what we need. We just need the people to come in to pay a last respect.
Yeah, pay a last respect to
have no family. Nobody, actually, no family, nothing coming to attend the service. That was literally, I was crying myself. Mm-hmm. And I could see that in your eyes too. I could see that in your face yesterday.
Yeah.
I could look at Mr. Ruby George. Everybody who was there. Brother Enrique, everybody was sad inside, especially when the lady who in charge for the morgue or whatever, when she speak, trust me, she touched my heart.
Yeah, from the funeral home.
You can imagine dealing with nine bodies for like over 2 months.
Yeah, she said she cried over the bodies every other time when she was embalming them. It's terrible.
So That was so sad and actually that acceptable for our people. I'm not going to take that from them. Then we don't want that to happen anymore.
So what you're saying is I should not make no excuses for them. That's what you're saying.
No, exactly. That's what I'm trying to tell, lady.
And you know what? You're right, because I remember that Pastor Antoine Saint-Louis from the Victory Chapel,
right.
He did an interview with Zen and S. And he told them that everybody should come forward, whoever. Have a family member should come forward. Louis George is dead alive. I said that also. And I saw a lot of pastors did the same thing at their church. And they told the family members, listen, come, go and identify your family.
Amen. Lady G, if I was alive, I myself, a lot of people say, what happened, Brother Smith? What happened to people? I said, I told them, I showed them everything yesterday on the live. Nobody was in there's those people was going to bury yesterday. But actually, I blame those pastors. Because guess what? We have the league pastors there. We have the Pastor Jean-Paul Chad. He the net present. And then assistants not coming. And the secretary not coming. Treasury not coming. Where they are, they know it.
Yeah.
All them know it. No excuse for that. You understand? We have 70-something churches here in Nassau.
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell me they didn't know that. They know because there's a president of the League of the Pastors. The ambassador talked to them. If Pastor Antoine Saint-Louis are there, they're going to be there too.
Yeah, because Pastor Antoine Saint-Louis is the league, is the vice president for the League's Pastors Association.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So you can tell me if those 70 churches here collaborate together. Come on. Remember last time when we have 23 bodies we bury. You see that? The church has no place to keep people.
Yeah, that was at Carmichael. I remember
that. Was Carmichael, exactly.
I was
there. And the cemetery was full. The traffic was in the world. But yesterday, come on. 9 women. That's so sad, Lady T. I take it deep yesterday. And that's why I want to know. Today, Sunday, the pastor preaching in the church today. They have white things on, like they only today. What happened yesterday? You tell me you were sick yesterday and today you're in the church?
Yeah.
Come on, what does that make? You say you cannot present because you're sick. That's an excuse. You're sick, you can't come on, and end of the day you're in the church this morning.
So you mean to tell me you already feel better from yesterday?
So you tell me if those pastors descend to face it, we can have a lot of people. With hateful again, when they pull in the casket, only woman is pulling the casket, the people who work on the morgue and the mortician pull them up. Actually, they have fallen. Last one, I put it by myself with the next guy. You can imagine? And you tell me, come on. We are leaders in the community.
Yeah, I really feel like to the... Mr. Harold Joseph should have had somebody that advised him to go on the Bahamian media platform, which is, you know, CNNS and Eyewitness News or, you know, Cable 12, one of those, to go and advertise that the funeral would have been yesterday.
Yeah, but Lady T, remember that. You've been talking about that in your show.
I did.
Okay, you did. Kelly Norte, talk about it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I myself talk about it.
Nubi Judges talk. Everybody talked about it. So
everybody talk about it.
Maybe I'm just trying to find excuses for them because it's really the same thing.
You gotta do something. I come in. Someone else come in. Come on. They gotta come too. No excuse on that. Okay? No excuse, Lady D. No skills. If the pastor don't come, assistant pastor is supposed to come. If the assistant pastor don't come, secretary should come. Someone should come in.
I just feel like it was so heartless.
Yeah, heartless. People are really very, so we can live their soul, rest in peace. But me, myself, I'm not going to rest in peace because that can be me, that can be you, that can be anybody else. That's a shame. That's the same for people. For our leaders would say there's a bishop, there's two shop, everything. No, I'm not going to take that from you. That's the only thing. They can be your sister. They can be like your daughters. You understand that? Oh, my lady. Last night, I was hurt my feeling. Yeah. I was hurt my feeling. I do not encourage people to do this kind of activities no more because that's wrecks your life. That's why we have those things here now. So you could do the NBC employee for visa. You could do anything. Do not take the road illegally into miss your life. We have a lot of way to do it. A lot of better way to do it.
The right way.
We can't. No. I think last night it was me, you, 23 bodies. Remember a couple of years ago, it was like...
Hence,
was there. You were there on the 23 bodies and a couple. I mean, years before again. We don't want to say that no more. We got to stop it.
Enough is enough.
Yeah, we got to stop it. And those people who we don't know how they do those things. And then we got to come in together. We work in the community. We live in there. We want the great the Bahamas. We want the Bahamas to be a safe place, a better place for everybody to come to visit, to enjoy the life. And by the way, let's be together.
I quite agree.
One word upward, forward. Let's move in together.
I agree with you exactly. You're correct. Well, we've been stretching that in the Haitian community that we're not for nothing illegal.
Yeah.
And that includes that also where persons with boats and would go in the Haitian community because that's how they normally get these persons. Or sometimes they don't. They would probably talk directly to their family members that lives in the States because the majority of these persons, where are they getting these monies from? it costs like $7,000 to $10,000 per person, so it have to be somebody that's giving them these monies. I'm sure it's a family member from the States because when they come here, they don't stay long. It's just like they already know what they come for. Everything is already planned. It has to stop. Enough is enough. It's about time. We've already married too much. We've witnessed too much.
It's not the time to stop, Lady T. Like you're saying, can you imagine? They say, actually, we cannot go by what they say. They say probably the boat have like 40 or something people on it. If you times 40 by $6,000, you know how much money that is? You know how much $1,000 that is? You could have put money with that.
Now, the smugglers they know how much money, so they that's a business that they do, so they're making the money for them. And it's not guaranteed.
Could employ like 20 people.
That's right. And the thing is, it's not even guaranteed. Yes, that's true. It's not guaranteed that you're even going there.
No, it's not guaranteed, because when you take this vow, first of all, you got to make it like a tree. First, you got to say, why? I might get catch. Or they get, I might die, or we never vote. That's what it is. Because listen, you get like 95% chance to not making it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't know where you're going, they're going to drop you anywhere. That's a part of that. But we try to stop this kind of activity in our community. We don't want that no more, Lady T. We can't hear 9 bodies again. We can't hear 10, 20 bodies no more. We can't hear that no more. Remember a couple of months ago, the boat capsized, only one person will survive. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
29 people on board will die.
Yes.
All 29 people are dying.
And Smith, I would say I'm happy that you are part of our organization that has just recently formed. We're trying to get ourselves together. And I would also say that I'm honored that I am the vice chairman of that organization, the ULCHB. We will elaborate more on that. It's a lot of work that we have to do in the Haitian community. And I'm always willing, because I know whatever the Haitian community does, it affects the Bahamas. Yeah. Anything negative.
Maybe
so my job.
Go ahead.
So my job is to spread the positive,
right,
and try change anything negative that I see in the Haitian community, so that we can make this country better for all of us.
All of us, exactly.
Because I'm not gonna. I don't agree with no Haitian coming from Haiti to mess this country up. I definitely ain't for it, and I will never be for it.
No, I'll never be for it, but I don't, listen, we like I said before, we want the Bahamas to be a better place, a safe place, beautiful place for people to visit, and to eat our conch salad, to eat our crab and rice, to eat our dope, those stuff, that's what you understand.
Yes, so it's our job as the Haitian leaders.
Right.
And to step in and help them make the right choice, and also step in and make sure that whatever they're doing, it's not affecting none of us.
Right.
No negative way.
No, we don't want nothing negative way for those things. That's why coming next week, Lady D, I'm going to visit all Haitians. I know where the Haitians live and stuff like that. I'm going to try to talk to some of them young guys.
That's a good thing. That's something we should plan to do.
Yeah.
And tackle that, because you have done a lot of crime too, or committed by some of the Haitian, some Bahamians of Haitian descent, I would say. Some of our brothers and sisters. And we have them right there, living with us. So it's good now to spread the word and try guide and teach them the right way.
Yeah.
And the right direction, because that's important.
Yeah.
That's important. It's a lot of senseless killings happening in this country. A lot of these illegal activities.
And killing go too far.
I can speak for myself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I, Lady T, will not have it. I am not for it. And so it's good to have us come together, because when we come together, we're stronger.
Yeah. And we're stronger.
Yes. We have Pastor Shirley's. We have Robert Zerone, which is our
chairman,
and you are in the group. We have Luby Georges, so we have a lot of experienced person. We also have the League Pastors Association president, Pastor Jean-Paul Childs, which also in the group. So when we all come together, it's a lot of.
And then you have Pastor Davis in the group.
That's right.
I think he's the older person on the group too. So So Pastor, we have
Pastor,
a lot.
Pastor Daniel Petit is in the group also. So
right.
It's, when we come together, we can make things happen. We can change things. We can, you know,
it's
a lot that we can do. It's about time. It's about time that we stop sitting down.
Lady,
we stop sitting down and talking and then do more action. It calls
right.
for. This is
right.
the time. This is the time to do more action, because you have to understand, a lot of these Haitians are taking these routes. They know nothing.
No, they don't know nothing.
They know nothing. They just said,
no.
Oh, this boat is going to the States and we could get there. But if we were to go in the Haitian community more and let them know exactly what to expect when they go on these boats. Hey, sometimes it's not what it is. And sometimes these boats don't go the route for real. And sometimes they don't even take you where they're supposed to take you. They just take your money and leave you right there, you know?
Yeah,
so these messages that we...
Some of the people say, they say they can drop them in Miami. Sometimes you see they carry them in one family island. They say, yeah, that's the Miami right there.
Yes, that's right. They take them to the family island and they think they reach to the States because they don't know any better. And then those smugglers, they already make over $200,000+,
yeah,
$300,000+.
Yeah.
And they go and they leave you. They leave you to battle for your own. And most of the times you get catch.
That's what I tell you. You have 99% chance to get catch. Those illegal activities like don't mean like you go in airport or you check up, you buy your ticket, you know, you travel free, but that's something you take a chance. You don't know. And if you die, it just happened there.
Okay, Smith, give us 2 seconds, please. We will take a quick break and we will be right back. Don't forget, we are sponsored by Sans Bear.
Hanging with your friends, it's homecoming time again. Mashing crab and dough and slamming domino and sipping a Sans.
Sans Bear!
Refreshing and flavorful with the man and the boat on the label. Brewed right over here, a truly Bahamian beer.
Sans Beer!
Available at Jimmy's Liquor Stores or your favorite restaurants and liquor stores throughout the Bahamas.
Sans Beer!
At a time when jobs are hard to find, crime is a concern, and Bahamians are uncertain about the future of the country, there is one paper you can rely on as your source of news and commentary. The Nassau Guardian delves deeper into the issues. We ask the tough questions. We tell your stories. If you haven't already, pick up a copy today. The Nassau Guardian. News and views that matter since 1844.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Welcome back to Guardian 96.9 FM. I'm your host, Lady T, and we are indeed talking to my host, which is no other than Smith Joseph. Smith Joseph, welcome back.
Oui, welcome back, merci tout le monde. Nous retournons encore. Et bien, c'est Famino, M. Smith Joseph, qui est la communauté. Et c'est temps que nous travaillons avec la communauté. Et nous sommes capables de souvent haïtiens de ne pas reconnaître M. Smith Joseph, qu'on est différent entre visiter la masse. Et nous sommes qui toujours là pour être deux communautés haïtiennes dans toute taille affaire légale. Nous là pour nous aider. Et nous toujours disons ça. N'importe qui qui besoin d'une information, vous capable relayer nous. Dans 819-819-315-319. Relayez nous, parlez avec nous. Relayez l'éditeur. L'éditeur parle de l'allumer au téléphone. Relayez, parle avec lui. Si nous besoin quelque chose d'information que nous besoin, pour un pays où est légal, dans ce sens, nous besoin d'une façon. Pour connaître qui ça pour faire des pasteurs l'église ou capable avec lui.
That's true.
Grand pile bagage que nous ca faire. Let's get together, let's talk.
I want to say, sorry, Smith. I want to say, hey, we have a new consultancy and more, the flip side.
Right, yes, flip side, yeah.
Application pour visa américain, application pour visa bahamien. So vous voulez pour un document ou pour traduire, si vous voulez pour tout, pour y aider avec assistant plein forme pour immigration, toute qualité bagay, c'est ça, net, changer document, tout bagay, ça, vous faites, yo.
Oui.
J'ai besoin de plus d'informations, vous carrez les Flipside dans 804-16-65 or 810-16-65, ok? C'est le numéro pour les Flipside Consultancy and more. Qui okay. Va bon, bon service haïtien pour toute la communauté haïtienne.
Bon travail, mais ça me sont dit à l'heure, alors, c'est ça nous besoin. Depuis mon numéro, le numéro ça. Construit by la non flip type services. So, ça veut dire, il y a bon, tout donné que vous avez besoin. Tout qui j'en pour le gal dans le pays, et sous besoin pour en prendre un asile tout. Ou kapalo, ka dit, mais pour qui ça ou m'quitte le pays, mais tel bagay ou ta besoin tel bagay, ça veut dire, moun sa ou ap kapalo, parce que c'est moun qui c'est spécialiste, le travail là, sur l'état de me connaît, l'état il se connaît, ça veut dire, depuis où aller, il y a bon service, normal, quel que soit ton besoin, il y a perdu là-dedans.
Yes, Lafani tout nous voulait dire que c'est Nelly's Bar and Restaurant qui ouvert Konya, qui dans Wolford là en Quentin Alley.
OK.
Et bon Steven Delit là, gain bon manger, bon bagay net, oh, oui. Bon griyo, comprend poisson frit,
bon légumes, local là va prouver.
OK, check in Nelly's, OK, check in Nelly's on Wolford and Quentin Alley for your favorite Haitian dish.
Si monsieur n'a pas qu'à bien dormir, hein, et depuis qu'on arrive là, il y a un petit homme qui est le Zizirit, et il y a un qui est le Jokijou, et il y a un qui est le Taz Doudou, et il y a un qui est encore 90 minutes. Depuis qu'on arrive dans le store à Mandel.
Oh, you can go to the store.
I'm going to go to the store. Oh oui, non, mais là, c'est ça nous dit, parce que depuis moi, chez l'émission qui sort de connaître, il faut qu'on tout pour qu'on ait à chalon, ou pas qu'on pour qui ça tasse de doute bon, ou pas qu'on pour qui ça joue qui joue de bon, ou pas qu'on ça 90 minutes. Et c'est dans ce sens-là, faut qu'on ait à chalon pour qui ça au bon.
Et ou même tout qui est compagnie, ou là, qui clean, ou quoi qui spécialiste en cleaning stove, am I right?
Ah oui, exactly. Actually, I cleaning like Joe's Cleaning Company. We, if you have your stove room, give you a problem. If it's like dark than pot, or you need someone to install a new stove for you, you can call me, 819-7579. You have a kitchen, you need to clean your kitchen, entire the kitchen, we can do that for you. You want your house to clean, we can clean that for you too. Or you tired one day, you can't go to wash house, once you call me, I'm going to take in the clothes to wash house, we can clean them, we get back to you. Wow. And we do everything.
Oh, wow. That's a great service. What's the number again? Because I might need to...
819-7579.
Oh, I always... Any
restaurant, you need your equipment cleaning. You have a pressure fryer, have a deep fryer, open fryer. You have stove. Any equipment running with gas, with LP gas, remember that. In the Bahamas, we use LP gas. We do not use natural gas. That's why when you buy the stove from the state, you need someone to do insulation for you because you don't want your pot to be burned. So that's why we got the insulation for you. And then we put it like an LP gas for you. That's when you're going to have a blue flame. That's when you're going to have a nice cooking where there can be no flame, no black pot, nothing. So you can be in good shape.
Smith, thank you so much, Aisha. My audience, them listening, hear that. That's good. I'm going to need you to come get my clothes. But Smith, it was a pleasure to have you as my guest today. It always has been. We've been working hard for years now. So it's still a lot more to do in the Haitian community, especially the shanty town is another story.
Yeah.
And so it's a lot of work. And I can't do it by myself. You can't do it by yourself. But together with UHCLB, we will definitely put our head together and start tackling some of the Haitian villages. And we just need to start working. It's enough. Enough is enough with everything. Yeah, it's about time we see a changes in the Haitian community.
We see real changes.
Yes.
Like we have
well, Sunday,
Monday,
Sunday is good too because a lot of...
To go check those,
Sunday is good too because you have a lot of construction workers. They normally be home on Sundays. That's when, you know, more Haitians don't work really on Sundays like that. So that's a good day too. On a Sunday is a good day. It's enough is enough. It's too much. It's too much. And we need to start making a difference. We need to start addressing these issues and see how best we can solve these. But I know with us coming together, it's going to be change. Change is coming. Change is around the corner.
Yeah.
With all of us.
Yeah, le dit qu'on est chaud ça, c'est un show qui gagne tout le monde cap coutel. Nous gagnons tout le monde dans tous les départements et pays d'Haïti cap coutel qui sorti. Nous capables de nous gagner 10 départements dans le pays d'Haïti. Pendant la parole avec vous là actuellement dans la ville Limbé, côté nous apprenons, il y a 3 jeunes garçons qui prennent balle dans le pied dans une manifestation que tu as faite hier. Pendant que ça a été demandé pour gaz
en Haïti,
et puis si, yon galon gaz en Haïti, les vend $600. Et $600 qui c'est 3000 good en Haïtien. Ça veut dire, bon, de $600 parce qu'il y a 15 à $20.
Yeah, le gaz, c'est $20
gaz en Haïti.
The gallon of gas in Haiti is $20 in American money?
$20 in American money.
Oh, my God.
And $20 in American money. And Haitian dollar is $600. And Haitian good is $3,000 good.
My God. So you said 3 persons got shot in Haiti.
Yeah. 3 persons got shot. That's not Haiti. They call it Lembe. That's from the Cape side.
Oh, and Cape off Cape Haiti. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, the gas is $20 a gas. Oh, my God. It's
And actually, ladies, the school open tomorrow in Haiti. And we don't think the school can open tomorrow because those parents can't send their children to school because you know how it is. But next week, Sunday, we will have more detail on those things, okay?
Okay, definitely. Next week, Sunday, you'll come back on the show and we need to talk about these things. Smith, definitely it was a pleasure having you. I'm looking forward to have a conversation next week, Sunday. Like I said, it's a lot of work to be done. I'm happy that you are part of it. And together we're going to make it right.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
Okay, have a nice evening.
All right, you too.
Okay, everybody, you are listening to Let's Talk Together. Tout moun nou tap koute, anou pale ansam, na Guardian 96.FM and Guardian 96.9FM with Fresh News Smart Talk all day with your host, Lady T. Thank you so much. The voice of Jaspera, Ubiz Mekone, you need to know, is up next with Robert Zedone.
abandonné. Besoin secours, Seigneur, protège. Seigneur, besoin présence. Seigneur, besoin présence. Mon ma